something real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio, even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Everybody, I bring you greetings from Forever Flowing Ministry, located here in the beautiful city of Mobile, Alabama. Come on, let's give God a big hand clap of praise on tonight. We have We are here. We are ready to do what we came to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, go ahead. Dial a friend. Call them up and let them know that I'm on the air on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you as well. Glory to God. I'm so thankful, amen, to be able to make it on tonight. Got a lot of things, like you say, in the fire. Oh, but we thank God. So can y'all hear me well? Amen. Can y'all hear me well? Glory to God. Amen. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Loud and clear. Very well. Very good. All right. So we thank the Lord tonight for each and every one of you that are on here with me at this time. Amen. And as we move further, I want to go ahead and give a big shout out to my little sister, Dr. Kimmy Kim, and the Elations family. Amen. Yes, I do. I thank her, amen, for all that she does, not only for me, but for every one of us that is connected to her. Amen. Whether it be by Elations or whatever it may be, wherever she's connected, if she's playing a role in your life, I know that you have been blessed by her. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So listen, I hope y'all done called everybody. I hope y'all done tagged them. I told you last week, I said, when I come on, I want you to bring on somebody, anybody. Come on here. Glory to God. Call Lottie, Dottie, everybody, and tell them that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is here on tonight. Amen. We thank God again. So let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, none of this could be possible without you. So I thank you for this opportunity, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for making ways and opening up doors for us that we may be able to walk in to declare your truth. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for these your listeners that will hear me right now and those that will come back by replay. Father God, let me speak a word into their lives so they may be able to apply it, oh God, and be better. Father, we thank you for change on tonight. Father, I'm looking for those who say, listen, I've been dealing with this, I've been dealing with that, but I want to be free. Hallelujah. So tonight is your night that you get free. Tonight is your night that you break loose. Tonight is your night that you bust a move. Come on here. Tonight is the night that you say enough is enough, and I ain't taking it no more. I don't have nobody celebrating with me on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We're going into the book. Glory to God. Amen. All right. So tonight we're going to be talking about feeling disconnected. When you feel disconnected from God, when you feel disconnected from people that he had placed in your life. Amen. The problem is because you're feeling disconnected, oftentimes you don't know how to navigate that. Sometimes it's as if God is not, you know, there, right? And you feel like he's not there. You feel like he doesn't love you. You feel isolated. Come on, talk to me, church. You feel ostracized. It's like it's against the world. Come on, talk to me now. Amen. But it's really not you against the world. It just feels that way. Sin comes in the camp, and it causes you to feel a distance from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so many times in life, we come to a fork in the road where it seems like everything you thought was God may have only been your need for acceptance. A lot of times we don't really move out on things unless somebody say go or somebody else say do, or we're watching somebody else do it, and so we are doing it. So like I was telling my daughter today, my baby girl, I was saying, now she didn't know I was paying attention, even though I was finishing up somebody's texts. I said, listen, you talking about a hair color change. And I said, so you're trying to be like that person. He says, no, I just want to change the hair color. And I'm showing my sister the picture. I said, no, you were inspired by that person to change your hair color. She's like, no, ma'am, I wasn't. And then I had to break it down for her. I said, you remember how when you dyed your hair, when you and your sister dyed both of your hair buns, and everybody everywhere was wanting y'all to do their hair that color. I said because they admired or were inspired by your hair color. We all sometimes need inspiration. Everybody needs inspiration. And sometimes you can glean off of others to learn, amen, piggyback. Then there are oftentimes when you, you know, you have tutors, mentors, all right, and they're teaching you, all right, but then there's sometimes, I mean, mentors, you know, that's probably more likely they have on hands with you. But then you have times when you don't have no help, and you know, the help that you thought you had, now you don't have it. It's like when every time you was doing good, evil was always present. And so the days the evil showed up, then the help that you had, they moved away. See, a lot of times people don't want to co-sign on no mess or foolishness, right? And you can't blame them, amen? You can't blame them for that because, you know, it's just not fair, all right? So even tonight, when you feel distance from God, God is never far from you. I'm reminded in Romans 8, 38 through 39, it says that nothing can separate us from God's love. In Psalms 139, 7 through 9, David said, there is no place we can go to run away from God. He is always guiding us, always holding us. And God will, even though God may feel far, but he's always near. Hallelujah. So I'm just reminded of these scriptures. Amen. Amen. To let us know that I don't care. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough to keep God from reaching. You hear what I'm saying? But we feel disconnected from God, you know, when you feel this way or with the people that he have chosen to assist you, to get you to your next or even to your destiny. Amen. When you're feeling disconnected from them and or God, you need to humble yourself. Amen. Humble yourself. You want to humble yourself. You need to be still. You need to humble yourself first and ask God to show you if there are any sins, or have you needed to confess something to cause yourself from feeling that way. What did the people do, this person that he assigned to you, what did they actually do to you to make you feel disconnected? Oftentimes, again, it's your acceptance. You need to be accepted. All right, because if you come to me, most people say, I am stern, and I'm stern because I don't like people wasting my time. Amen. So if I already come out the gate being stern with you, even though I love on them, but I'm stern, you know, I won't have to worry about all that rigmarole. Glory to God. But you have to be humble, though. You got to talk to God. Amen. You know, and try to, you know, and some of you, if you feel disconnected, you need to reconnect. Amen. Get back in alignment, reconnect. Be still. And glory to God. We're going to just go ahead and we're going to encourage you tonight. Amen. You know, there are always people, the acceptance is something. It's easy to manipulate those who have low self-esteem and those who are looking for love in all the wrong places, those who need the approval of others. Approval is a son of a gun. I'm telling y'all, it is a son of a gun. A lot of times there are many pimps in the pulpit and madams too, and they are the spiritual bullies. Amen. So when you deal with the need to be accepted, that's what it means. When you are feeling disconnected from the person God told you to connect with, but they haven't done anything to you, they only did what was right in the eyesight of God, and you feeling disconnected. No, sometimes you may need to be, you have a feeling of wanting to be accepted. So if you know, if you don't feel that they go the extra mile of the way with you, then you back up, you get isolated. If they don't make you the teacher's pet, you back up. If they don't compliment you every day, you back up. Every time they don't listen, every time you get a lesson, a new lesson, a new whatever, you back up because they're not standing in your face. You're doing amazing. You're wonderful. Oh, you're so good. I just love it. I love it. You're not going to get that. Listen, it's time to grow up. Amen. Time to grow up. You're not going to get no spoon-fed meal every day. You're not going to get the pacifier because God said it's time out for us being a babe in Christ. It's time for us to mature in this thing. And we can't mature in nothing if we still on the pacifier. Amen. Glory to God. So people take advantages of that. People see you walking around head hung low because your leader or the one God sent to help get you to a certain place in him, they're not complimenting you. They're not putting you before the class, or they're not putting you into causing you to be the one to pray and causing you to be the one to preach. They're not calling on you to do any of those things. So now you're feeling bad, you're mad, you're feeling disconnected and isolated. But see, the truth of the matter is, because it's better to be asked up than to be asked down, right? I'd rather for my teacher to ask me to come up than for me to be sitting back wanting and wishing that I would be up. Because sometimes your teacher knows where you are. They know what you can take. They know what you can handle. They know what you're about. They know how much you can handle. They know if you're going to lie your way through it, or they know if you're going to pout your way through it. Either way, they know if you're going to talk your way through it, and they know if you're not going to do nothing about what you're doing. Amen. But what I'm saying to you tonight, your teacher knows you. Your leaders know you. Why would they put you in before the people and you're not ready? That's not right to you. That's not fair to you. Why put somebody in your group before the people and now bring them to an open shame because they didn't do what they were supposed to do? Because they didn't know. And that's not nice. You know, if a leader does you like that, that's wrong. They need to wait till you are ready. Wait till you have been in class. Wait till you have did the work. Wait till you have begin to pray and let God use you and exercise your gifts and talents. There is a time where we have to sit down, be taught, amen, get the information, and make the application. Because if we have information, and with no application, we don't get manifestation. If we don't have information with application, there's no manifestation. Lord have mercy. Honor, you talking good tonight. You talking better than they saying anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I like a church that talk back to me. I'm serious about that. Talk back. You talk back to me, I'll go ahead and get finished. Amen. Amen. So there are so many people. Amen. So being that we deal with the people that need to be accepted, amen, need to be accepted, but in looking for acceptance, they look for acceptance from a particular group. Amen. And that will cause you or can cause you to be isolated. Amen. From people, places, and things. Also from people and your purpose in God. They'll begin to pull you to themselves, and you can see it. Amen. So that it's like a form of control that they have over you. It's like when they say go, you go. When they say move to the left, you move it. They say move to the right. Yeah, you have lost control. Why? Because you want to be accepted. So you're willing to be a part of any group. You're willing to go and sell your soul to the devil just to be accepted. You get with people that you know don't like you. You get with people that's talking about you and everybody else. You get with people that don't nobody like just so you can be accepted. Yeah, I'm a part of a group. Baby, if you need to be a part of a group that bad, get accepted in the kingdom. Come on, somebody. You going, doing everything under the sun. Now you're fornicating. Now you're lying. Now you're cursing. And now you're cussing. Now you just all out there. You're community property. You don't want a husband. You don't want this. You don't want that. You're living like a junkyard dog. Why? Because you want to be accepted. So when these bullies, these church bullies, amen, these pimps in the pulpit and these madams, when they come and see that you are needy like that, they'll swamp you up. Oh, yes, they will. They'll swamp you up. Why? Because you look needy. You look desperate. Uh-huh. And some of you are desperate housewives. And that's why, Lord have mercy, your marriage is falling apart. You shouldn't be desperate. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. Come on, somebody. Talk back to me, church. You ain't got to be anxious for nothing. But with prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God. Hallelujah. But why y'all out here playing games with the pimps and the bullies and the madams? Now they have control over you. So you're their puppet. You become their puppet. You didn't even like that woman. But because you saw a lot of people hanging around and you wanted to be a part of what they were doing, didn't realize once you got over there that she was an undercover witch. And now you are out here bouncing off the walls, Now you can't even think straight. You done lost your mind because you done put something on you, and now you are a captive to a witch. Who am I talking to tonight? Lord, have mercy. Help us tonight, God. So listen. Sometimes it seems as if that we are so quick to want to do what the world is doing, do it the world's way, rather than do it God's way. You find out that most people, even when they want to be accepted, they are always going to the crowd that has the loudest noise, that's making the loudest noise. And if those people in the world, they're willing to lose their salvation and so that they can be accepted, only for them to dog them out because they know they don't fit in. Let me tell you something. When you've been marked by God, don't you know the devil know who you are? Don't you know that people know who you are when they see, oh, that's old preacher girl there? They may not know your name. They may not have never seen you before, but they're going to know something about you is different. And they're going to dog you out because they know you know better than to come over there. And so they added on. They add on the pressure. I've seen it done countless of times. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, people, you know, they have their own agendas, right? And they try to make it seem like we against the world. No, I'm against what the world does, the sin part of the world. I love the people in the world because I got to. I even got to love them, and I got to preach to them, amen, deliverance. I got to bring forth deliverance to them so that they can get it right with the Father, right? Somebody got to go to them, amen. Hallelujah. Otherwise, they probably won't even come because, you know, most times everybody is trying to do what the in crowd is doing. And I'm telling you, oh, Lord have mercy, I'm telling you, I'm looking at these tarot card readers, and they dumb as a box of rocks, but they lying to you about certain things. They look a mess. They don't put on no clothes. They looking like they poor. They looking nasty. Then they got some of them, you know, they buy the little things around and make you think that they got a third eye. They ain't got no eye. They just going on what the cards say. I'm trying to tell y'all, stop believing in those tarot cards because it's wicked and they're operating from divination. They are not prophetic. Amen. But there is a time when you have people that are prophetic who does not answer the call, and they begin to go over into the psychic world. So yes, psychics can see, but they can't see in depth, right? Because they're not graced sometimes to be where you are, so that's why they can't see it. So then that's why they start picking you for information. That's why they do that. Glory to God. So listen, hallelujah. Acceptance is the act of consenting to receive, all right, to undertake something, offered, the action or process of being received as adequate or suitable. You want to be received as adequate or suitable. I am suitable for the job. I am adequate. I am an adequate mail carrier. I know what I'm doing. I'm very adequate. All right, I'm efficient. Amen. I want to be accepted. Oh, yes, honey, I went to every school you went to. And, you know, people just be bragging and lying at the same time. Jesus. Lord have mercy. So the consent, the action of consenting to receive. All right, that's what acceptance is, acceptance. So we have to understand when you are trying to be accepted by the world, you are fighting unnecessary battles or warfare that they created and that they are behind it all, blowing wolf tickets. You hear me? They created it. Amen. But you know, here you go. You know what I'm saying? So they want you to carry out their dirty work. You know, now you're the slave. It's their agendas. And they use the weaker vessels. And so they use you to carry out their dirty work to the people that you love. They will cause you to come back and retract everything God has done in their life and then use you to come up against those that you really love that hadn't done anything to you. Now you're coming up against them. Now it's friction right there. You know what I'm saying? using you as a guinea pig, and you don't even know. And then you know it, and then won't say nothing because you want to be accepted. I don't want to be accepted nowhere if I'm not wanted. I'm not going anywhere that I'm not wanted. You can call on me if you want to, and then call me late after you done gave everybody else an invitation. The devil is alive. You can keep that invitation because I don't want it. Amen. I'm not going to sit down with demons. I'm not going to sit down with my haters. I'm not going to be sitting in the midst of folks that don't like me and or celebrate me. Now, it's a difference. You have people that don't like you, but they have shown up to celebrate you. And because they've shown up to celebrate you, for that moment, you mingle with them. Amen. You bump heads with them. Amen. Because they came out to celebrate you, and you thought they didn't like you, and they may not like you, but it's something about you that means that they got to keep up with you. It's something about you that means they want to be like you. Y'all don't hear me on tonight. There's something about you that the way you move, they want to move just like that. It's something about you that whatever you're doing, keep doing it because they want to be just like Mike. Y'all don't want to talk back to me tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. So, we got to teach our children about acceptance. Amen. Because oftentimes our children may go to school with something on, and then other kids may not have it on, and then our kids get picked on for what they have, and what they have, it costs money, and you know, and it's name brand or design or whatever, but the kids don't have it, so they pick on them. So then now the kids are like, my kids are like, well, give me some Bobos and so that I can fit in. I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. Do you want to wear the Bobos to be accepted by them? Or would you really like to wear the shoes that you work for and bought, right? That's the question. You have to ask them. Because if they're trying to fit in with these people, then that's the wrong thing. Because 9 times out of 10, when they're fitting in and they're doing everything they can to fit in, they're losing weight to get with the girls. They become a anorexic to get with the girls. Or they now, which was a good girl, now have became a household slut. Because you want to fit in, she's giving it up, community property, amen, to fit in with people that don't even deserve her. You know what I'm saying? And so we got to make sure that our children understand the difference. Now, are you fitting in? Do you want to change the shoes because of the peer pressure, or do you want to change it to fit in, or do you just or what do you want to do? Because I need to know. And so we must have these conversations because our kids are. Are feeling rejection from kids. They're feeling rejection from the teachers. You know what I'm saying? And the principals. Because when your kids are marked, you hear me well, people ain't got to know them. But when they see them come on the scene, everybody know them. Everybody talking. Everybody speaking. Somebody got something in their mouth to say, and everything they saying ain't good. So we have to prepare our children, amen, that it's okay to want to be a part of something that's good. But when you're trying to hang out with these girls and they be drinking at the school campus and going to bathrooms and getting high, that ain't what you want. That's going to lead them somewhere that they ain't want to be. Amen. If they don't get the help, that's not what you want to do. All this lace pills out here, all this lace Lortabs, or not Lortabs, Narcos out here with that fentanyl, these kids taking it and boom, they're gone. And it shows up in their system. I'm just trying to tell y'all, we gotta be more hands-on about this acceptance. And I tell mine, if they don't like you, so what? Keep your head up high and keep moving, keep walking. Don't you come down to deal with them. Don't you come down to start a ruckus with them. Hold your head up and keep it moving. If they don't like you, so what? They're not feeding you. They're not clothing you. They don't have a shelter for you. So what are you worried about? If they talk about you, so what? Amen. But now if they hit you, that's a horse of another color. As long as they talking, All right. Now, I'm not going to never say talk doesn't hurt because it does. Talk, you know, they had a tweet say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. You will hurt from words. Words will bother you. Amen. They will bother you. So in saying that, I just, you know, I just want us to make sure, especially if you have young kids still in school, whether they're in high school, middle school, elementary, really start there, elementary and on up. Amen. Because acceptance, you know, sometimes you have kids who are quieter than the other kids. And so when they, you know, people are like, do they talk? Yeah, they talk. They just may not talk around you. All right. And so, you know, and you're quiet, so they really don't know how to take you. Because the other ones talk, and they, some of the time they talk too much. But that quiet one, they really, that quiet one gives off vibes where I'm studying you. I'm paying attention to you. I'm watching your moves. I need to know who you are. Who sent you? What you here for? What can I help you with? Come on here, somebody. You got to have one of them children, got to have an eye that listen here to put them on the run. Amen. Glory to God. Because something they doing ain't right. And I can't stand them sneaky folks. Can y'all? Them ones, them sneaky Negroes and Caucasians and Muslims and them and those Asians. Come on here. They in every nationality and in every race and in every color and in every... All right, then. Y'all get the picture. Hallelujah. You come on and Lord have mercy. Jesus. It's time to have a child in your family. Raise them up in the admonition of all of them to be raised in the admonition of the Lord. But you ought to recognize the gift that they possess. And every gift that they possess, you need to stir it up. You need to you need to water it. You need to cover it. You need to help it grow. Amen. You need to fertilize it. You need to make sure that you're giving your kids what they need for to be able to live in America. Amen, or wherever they live, and be successful. If you don't teach and reach your children, amen, somebody else's daughter or son will, and they may give them false information, false narrative, and may lead them down the primrose path. Now, listen, parents. Now, I don't know how I get over here, but however God leads me, I'm here now. Amen. We got to do better. Y'all done got to the point because parents are acting a fool. You scared to tell their children something? Listen, I will still tell them because sometimes they just need to hear the truth. Because some parents lie to their kids. They lie about everything. They lying about Santa Claus. Well, where the man come from? I ain't never seen no real Santa Claus. Have y'all? I see them when they put on the costume and they portray Santa Claus. But I've never seen a white Santa Claus come in my house down the chimney. You hear what I'm saying? He didn't come down the chimney this last 2022 Christmas. He didn't come down then, and I've never seen him come down mine since I've been on this earth. Amen. We got to stop lying to our children. There is no Santa Claus. Jesus and mom and daddy is your Santa Claus. Amen. There are no, you know, so we got to teach them the right. I know y'all mad at me. Amen. It's okay. Call me the troublemaker. That's what I am. Amen. So acceptance does not mean liking or wanting or even choosing or supporting. Sometimes, you know, I don't like what you're doing. I don't want to be like that, you know. So acceptance is an active process. It must be practiced. Acceptance doesn't mean that you can't work on changing things. Many people believe that accepting is a sign of passive aggressiveness as far as passivity, giving up, relinquishing agency. However, this doesn't mean or doesn't have to be this way. You can accept your body and still change. You can accept your mind and still change. You can accept your heart and still change. Accepting doesn't mean what you are accepting will always be this way. What you are accepting, it doesn't mean that it has to be that way. Because they don't like me, or I'm too fat, or I'm too thick, or I'm too light, and I got long hair, and they pick on me. That does not necessarily mean that because they're doing it, that things can't change. Amen. But you want to be accepted. Stop being trying to be something that God never called you to. Be thankful that God have included you. Be thankful that God have called you out. Be thankful that God have marked you because you belong to him. Come on here. Be thankful that he purchased you with his blood. Come on here. He got my son that it'll both tire. Be thankful that he chose you. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Tell somebody, I'm chosen. I'm chosen. I'm chosen over here. I'm chosen. I'm chosen. Though you slay me, yet I'm going to trust God. I'm chosen. You talk about me just as much as you please, but I'm chosen. The more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knees, but I'm chosen. I don't care what you say. Eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither have it into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. But I'm chosen now. You say, you scandalizing my name. You always got my name in your mouth, but I'm chosen. You want to be like me, but I'm still chosen. I don't have to stoop to your stupidity. I don't have to stoop to the mess, the foolishness that you're putting down, because I've been chosen by God. And when you know that you are a chosen kid, when you know that you are chosen, you don't have to accept the foolishness. You don't have to accept the madness. You can rise up and walk up out of that stuff. You don't. And this process don't have to be always. I'm not accepting it no more. I might have accepted it 20 years ago, but babe, I'm not accepting it now. I'm not taking down. I'm not bowing to Baal. I'm not bowing to the system, customs of this world. I'm not bowing to the high-ranking demons. Hallelujah. I'm not bowing to that. Glory to God. But I shall bow to Yahweh. Amen. I shall bow to Yahshua, Son of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In them will I trust. Amen. My trust is in God. My faith is in God. My faith is in Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, you got to have faith in God. Amen. Because, and your children, you got to tell them, listen, people may not accept you, but mommy loves you, and I love the way you are. I love you. I love you just like you are. You are my, whatever kind of baby you want them to be. Amen. One lady at the church named my daughter her blueberry muffin. I said, Lord Jesus. You know, but see, it brought back memories. Let me say why I'm saying it like this. We were, I think Jamie might have been 4 or 5, and I had to preach in Akron, Ohio. Akron, I'm sorry. And so when we, on the way there, it was the whole church went with us, most of them. Amen. We had vans. We had, you know, because we drove one of our utility vehicles, so some people drove, you know, different things, but the vans were full and everything. So anyway, we got there. On the way there, one of the ladies who was, when they stopped, she asked if she could, is there a way she could fit in our car, our truck, because she just, the lady had something. So somebody switched out with her. And in the meantime, she's in the back seat. This same lady was following me, you know, and this lady used to wear, you know, when she got up in praise and worship one Sunday, she had on 2 left shoes. And everybody was pointing to her shoes, trying to tell her she got on the wrong shoes. She said, no, she had on 2 left shoes. She has those, she has that, I don't know if y'all have ever been around a witch, and I'm talking about bona fide witch. I'm talking about bona fide, and thought that I was going to flinch, quench, or none, or whatever she thought. So anyway, she took something around from her neck, and she tried to put it on my 4-year-old, and my daughter said, took that off of her, threw it back at her. She don't put that on me. See, my kids are prophetic. They can see. They can see. Amen. And so my husband, he smirked, you know, he's like, you know, because he was laughing. And so when we got out the car, we didn't talk about it, but she didn't ride back with us. I told her, she, you know, when I'm coming down, I don't need nobody talk, you know, the way that. So anyway, she called my daughter her little muffin. And so we talked about this years and years later. You know, she was trying to put that, what she had around her neck, transferring that spirit over to my daughter, all right? So you say, well, she was a witch. If you knew she was a witch, why did you, you know, let her go with y'all? Well, first thing, she said she wanted deliverance. Okay, that makes a difference. But then, you know, she started, I mean, really, she started being faithful and, you know, and everything and you know, and having different sessions with her. Amen. So, but the thing is, my daughter knew. She didn't know about what we knew, but she knew and threw that thing off of her neck. She said, no, she said, don't do that. And so she said, Little Muffin, you don't want my scar? And Little Muffin didn't take that scar. And so, and when the lady called her son and said, you my blueberry muffin, it just brought back memories, and I just started laughing. But whatever, whatever our children or whomever they're in the presence of, if people are making them feel bad, you need to teach your children to get away from them. If a person is making them feel, you know, feeling funny, I ask them questions like this. I've been asking my kids for 30-some years. I say, did somebody make you feel funny about your body? Did somebody inappropriately touch you? I'm asking my kids, and they, you know, they like, Lord, she asks us this every week, every day. And that, yeah, because it matters. Amen? It matters. And, you know, you have to keep a watch over your children because it can happen. It can happen at Big Mama house. It can happen at your house. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. But in the midst of that, I'm going to wrap this on up right quick. Let me go on and wrap this up. All right. So then you have, so we wanted them to know that they don't have to be, you know, nervous and timid and afraid of people and fearful of people, fearful to speak and isolate themselves. Acceptance doesn't mean that. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, eventually it doesn't have, acceptance does not have to, it means that you don't have to be this way forever. You, at first you accepted it because you wanted to be accepted. But what you accepted and you know it's not right, it does not have to be that way forever. You still have a chance to get it right. You still have a chance to come out from amongst them. You still have a chance to repent and get yourself back in alignment with God. Now, a bully is a person who habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those whom they perceive as vulnerable. You have bullies in the church. You got bullies on jobs. You got men bullies that only bully women because they have a woman-like spirit. I said it. They have a woman-like spirit. And, but they only fight women. They want to fight women so bad. But when a man try to confront them, they back down. So, but you got bullies. Amen. Again, they are a person who habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those who perceive as vulnerable. So if you are a person that's seeking acceptance, these bullies are going to come in, and I'm telling you, they're going to swamp down on you. Why? Because they see you as vulnerable. They see you as timid. They see you as needing to be accepted. They see you as wanting to be included. See, that's all they need is for you to want to be included because you had never been included in something, so they're going to make it sweet. They're going to give you a sweet deal. They're going to give you a sweet rundown, and you get a part of that, you're going to mess yourself up. Now, pulpit bullies, office or position of authority that perceives it, its occupant with an outstanding opportunity to speak out among issues. One who sows discord amongst the brethren, who coerces things, one who throws off across the platform. That's a pulpit bully. All right? But listen, we got to go to the word about seeking. We got to go to the Lord about seeking validation from man. Genesis 1 and 27 clearly states that God has made us in his image. This right here is self-worth. He made us in his image. Who we serve? God. Who is the father of all time? God. Who is the creator of the universe? God. Who is the creator of all mankind? God. So this clearly says he made you in his image. So why you need to fit in? He made you in his image. Why are you trying to listen to fit in with the wrong crowd? Why? Know who you are, people. We got to know who we are. We got to teach this, amen, because we need to know who we are, all right? You can validate yourself by recognizing your worth. Seeking validation from others can lead to sin. Sometimes when you have sought after people's approval, it ends badly with hurt, feeling misunderstood with harsh words. So in order to stop seeking approval of others, I'm going to give you a few of them, and then we're going to be through. Amen. One, you need to become aware of your actions. Two, develop a greater sense of self-worth. Three, learn to accept yourself for who you are. 4, check the accuracy of your beliefs. 5, practice self-love. 6, try to understand why you're seeking approval. 7, journal your thoughts. 8, trust yourself. 9, try to think like a millennial. 10, stop comparing yourself to others. 11, continue to practice. 12, take a break from social media. 13, become a... I can't even see that. Amen. I can't even see what it is, y'all. I'm sorry. Amen. So, become in tune with your inner voice. That's what it is, all right? So I hope you guys have gotten something tonight about being accepted. You don't have to fit in. And oftentimes you do feel disconnected from people. You feel disconnected from God because of sin. Or you feel disconnected from God because you don't know who you are. You need validation. You need acceptance. You don't know who you are in God, so you'll feel isolated. You'll feel like God don't love you. You'll feel like people don't want to be around you. But it's not necessarily them. It's you. You need to build yourself up. You need to look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful. You need to make affirmations and confirmations in your mirror. You need to speak daily affirmations in your life. Every day you need to be speaking. Amen. You ain't got to speak in the mirror, baby. You can walk around. You ain't necessarily got to be in the mirror. But sometimes you have to look at yourself. And I get it for those who need that, but I don't need that. I don't have to look at myself because I already told him. I said, mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the prettiest of them all? He said, you are Dr. Hunter, and that's all I needed to hear. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So we're closing this book. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. I hope you've been blessed. Amen. And now we're getting ready to open up these phone lines. So listen, when we open up these lines, I want you guys to say your name, city, and state. Amen. Let us know where you're chiming in from. Amen. And if there's a prayer request, amen. Amen. So Dr. Ken and Kim, let's go to these phone lines. Good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle. Good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle. I can't hear anybody. Good evening. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Cynthia Hunter. Good evening. I'm chiming in from the Brookhaven, Mississippi location. How are you on this blessed evening? Just took down from Jackson, Mississippi, but I'm wonderful because I was hearing that word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Miss KB, I noticed you. glory to God. I thank you, amen, for tuning in on tonight. But I want you to use the tools that I was telling you tonight to assist your daughter, and you know, because she's getting older. So that you have all,
yes.
So when you see a warning sign, you'll know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so go ahead and talk to her,
ma'am.
And you know, sit up. I know you're talking to her, but I'm just saying, talk to her about it
more
and validation.
Even more,
yes,
ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, well, you're going to get caught up because I know it don't take you long. Amen. Glory to God. And God is amazing. God loves us so much that, you know, once we learn our self-worth, then we'll understand that we don't need nobody's validation. Do you think I needed somebody's validation for me to buy another house? No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
All I needed was one word from the Lord, and it made everything
yes,
all
Lord.
Right. Glory to God. Let
amen.
Me tell you something. You got
glory to
people will withhold information from you so that you can't get in places, so that you don't know how to do things. And they know all the time you try to do something, but they will withhold information and stop you. But what I'm telling you this, you cannot stop a man or a woman of God who have purpose on their lives. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. Listen, you can talk a lot, and you may help delay some stuff away from them, but guess what? God's hand is still going to move over their lives. Yes, he going to manifest. If he said it, he going to make good on it. He going to bring that thing
amen.
To pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, God,
receive
that
it.
That's what he's doing for
amen.
You. He's bringing his word
yes,
to pass. He's bringing
yes,
his
Lord.
Word to pass. He's fulfilling the promises he made.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. You be encouraged on tonight. Amen. God bless you.
I receive that. Amen. God bless you. I love you. My whole family love you, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus.
Amen. Love you guys more.
Amen.
Take care. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ronnie calling from Houston, Texas. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight, amen.
Amen.
So now, so now you'll be able to help the prophet child with the acceptance, amen, and trying to fit in to make people like him. You know what I mean? So, you know, work on that with him, feeling that, you know, need to be validated. And I'm reminded of this. My mind just went here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When my son was like, he had the same, all of my children had the same first grade teacher. I don't know how that happened at this private school. And so the teacher, you know, called me up for a conference. And she was like, he's a straight A student. I know you know this. She says, but he gets frustrated when I won't let him help the other students. And so she says, you need to talk to him. And I said, okay. And then she says, he finishes his work first. He finishes his test first. You know, it's a selective school, all right? And so, of course, they want to say something. Now, he's a straight-A student. But, of course, because he want to help others, now it's a selective school. It's selective. He's wrong for what he's doing. So I told her, I apologize, you know, because I've been knowing this lady for you know, years now. And she had all three of my last three children. And so I told her that I would talk with him and, or whatever, you know. And so then she called me on the phone one day. She said, you know what, if you don't stop him from trying to help and getting upset when I tell him no, you're going to have trouble out of him. That's what she told me. I don't know why they told me that, and I won't forget it. And so I rebuked her in Jesus' name. It was a Christian school, but I rebuked her in Jesus' name. I said, no, ma'am, you won't help. You know, this is what I was saying to her. Because one thing about it, people can put word curses on your children, speak over your children. Amen. Teachers can put word curses on them. And so what happens is if you don't ever find out what the word curses are, sometimes they start to look like they're growing. Amen. But you got to recognize what's going on, and you got to kill it. You got to cut it down. You got to cut the head off the devil. You can't play with it. You got to cast it out. I'm telling you, into dry land so you can rest and find it out. Because if you don't, it will fester. And I know him. He will get frustrated when, you know, people not talking to him, or when he's been the best friend with a guy and then the guy don't want to talk to him no more. He's going to get frustrated. And he's going to go, why don't he don't want to talk to me? What did I do? I'll just bring him something. Or you know what I'm saying? I know his spirit. I know your son's spirit. Why? Because that's my spirit. Amen. So I know. You know, so just, you know, deal with him on that for me, please. So he'll be ready. You know, before it comes, he'll be ready. Amen.
Amen.
Come before destruction. I thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. God bless you, and I love you.
God bless you, too. Love you, too.
All right, thanks. Good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle. Well. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank God on tonight. I don't need your approval. All I need is the approval of God.
Amen.
When God speaks the word, then it goes. Okay, good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle. Phones went out. I can't hear. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle. They went out again. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air. So what I was saying is you don't need man's validation. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. I keep hearing somebody. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. I don't know what's going on, amen. Good evening. Okay. Well, anyway, validation seekers don't get the right attention. When you're a validation, when you're a validated seeker, you get the wrong kind of attention. Amen. So you got to make sure when you're trying to fit in, when you're trying to be accepted, when you're trying to be validated, you got to make sure that the crowd that comes, that you are able to handle what they put down. All right. And when they come and they start calling you church girl, they start calling you a freak and all of this, or witch, you ain't ready to be a prophet if you can't be called a witch, because you're going to get called a witch. When you first starting off a lot, I used to get it called a lot. Now, I still didn't want to preach no more. I didn't want to pray no more. I didn't want to do none of that. Because I didn't like that calling me no witch. But listen, it comes with the territory of your office. All right? Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. But we just thank God for this time, amen, a fellowship time of getting a little word in our belly. Time has been far spent. I would love to invite you guys to meet me next week at the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. We thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. I want to thank God for my honey bun, Bishop James Hunter. All right, we love you guys on tonight. I want y'all to call a friend or a neighbor to let them know next week we ready to come back again with a power-packed message just for them. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Let them know that I'm here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let them know that they can come and hear and be blessed. Amen, even get delivered. Amen, and set free. We thank God for his word, his unadulterated true word on tonight. We give God glory. We give him honor. Amen. All is well. I want y'all to know that. All is well. Amen. All is well. So listen, all right, we're going to continue to move forward in the things of the Lord. We won't be hindered. We won't be distracted. Amen. We won't be distracted. Amen. We'll be focused so that we can do what God have called us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you on tonight. I hope you got something. Amen. So I need y'all to meet me next week, all right? Don't forget, meet me next week at 6 p.m. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Good evening, you guys. Shalom.
Shalom.
draw me closer to you.